It is my pleasure to welcome to the program today Mr. Brad Cornelius. He is Chief Executive Officer with Farm Credit of the Virginias. And Brad, tell us, first of all, well, welcome to the program, but tell us about the coverage area for Farm Credit of the Virginias. You cover a lot of square miles.
We do. We do. Farm Credit of Virginias is proud to serve farmers largely from Highway 29 west in Virginia. We have most of West Virginia, and we have four counties around Oakland, Maryland. So we operate in three states.
Well, I know we've got a big announcement to get to in just a few moments, but I want to kind of go back for our listeners who are not familiar with Farm Credit of the Virginias. It is not a corporation. It is, well, you tell us what it is.
Farm Credit of the Virginias is a borrower-owned cooperative set up. The Farm Credit Act in 1916 started the modern farm credit system rolling. We had some government money way back then, but now we are privately owned with a government charter. Everybody that gets a loan here buys stock in the corporation. We elect our board of directors from the membership, and because people own stock, when we do well, we pay back our profits in the form of patronage dividends.
And that brings us to the topic of our conversation today. Spring, of course, is a great time of the year. There's a lot of excitement in the air, but I know a lot of people get excited because they know that's when Farm Credit is going to announce their patronage refund. So go ahead and make that announcement.
So the Farm Credit Board of Directors has declared a patronage dividend based on our 2024 earnings of $33 million. So we're returning $33 million in cash to our membership this week. That is equivalent to almost 26% of the interest paid on their loans, and it is effectively a 3 months interest-free loan for our members last year.
Give us some more details about how exactly that is paid. Do the borrowers receive a check, or is this applied to their loan or applied to their account, so to speak? How does it work?
We do it by checks, and our loan officers and other staff love when they have time to go out and hand deliver checks. We make a big deal out of it because, as we say, no other lender is going to give you any money back, and we're giving you a quarter of what you paid last year back.
And that check probably is of a substantial amount. Of course, well, you and I both know that the cost of operating a farm these days is extraordinarily high. You go out and it's nothing to pay $200,000 for a new tractor. So to get some of that back, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, and it's part of our status as a borrower-owned cooperative. It's a very important priority for our farmer board of directors. They have to own stock too, so they're members, and they want our financials to be strong enough that we can do this. With the total of $33 million this year, we've returned $498 million to our borrowers in patronage dividends since 2001.
Say that last number again.
We've returned $498 million in patronage dividends to our borrowers since 2001.
Essentially $500 million.
Yes.
It's got to make a huge impact on the rural economy throughout your coverage area in Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland. Now, let's talk about the history of this. This has been going on for not just 3 or 4 years. There's a long history.
There's a very long history. That's what cooperatives are set up to do. They're set up to provide services at low cost, but if there's money left over from profits, they go back to the members. So that's something our board of directors, you know, one of their priorities for me every year, one of the gatekeepers for our employee incentive plan, is we have to be able to pay patronage because we exist to serve customers. We have no other reason to get up in the morning, and we want to make sure that agriculture and our rural communities are supported in every way through our lending services.
We're talking today with Brad Cornelius. He is Chief Executive Officer of Farm Credit of the Virginias. Brad, just about a minute or so left in this segment of the program. Is there anything else you would like to communicate to the agriculture community here in the spring of 2025?
I communicate the same message today that I do every year when we do this interview. Farm Credit has been here for farmers in our territory for more than 100 years. Last year was a tough year for many of us with both low prices and severe weather events throughout our territory. We're here for our borrowers every year through good times and bad. We're proud to pay patronage, but we'll be here, good or bad, every year because that's what our mission is to be.
Well, we certainly appreciate our partnership with Farm Credit of the Virginias. You've been a sponsor of our program since day one back in 2002, and we greatly appreciate your support of our radio programs and everything that the team members of Farm Credit of the Virginias does. Thank you, Brad, for joining us today.
Thank you, Jeff.
Brad Cornelius, Chief Executive Officer with Farm Credit of the Virginias. If you'd like to learn more about the patronage refund, just go to the website farmcreditofvirginias.com, and there at the menu bar across the top of the page, just click on About, and then click on Member Benefits, and then click on Patronage.